Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
A really important question was asked today before we started, and I think it's important to bring it to the air.
What?
Amber, why aren't you dead?
Yeah, Amber. How come you didn't die?
How come you're not? The reason Amber is not dead.
Right.
Is her dog.
My dog.
Bella is a hero.
We need to talk about hero pets. If you've got a hero pet, we want to talk to you. Because
hard to top this one, but...
It is...
She didn't really do anything.
How do you know that pets have an innate sixth sense?
I do believe that. And my mom, when I was telling her the story, she even was saying the same thing. But really, my dog's just kind of like a psycho. And just... She gets one thing in her head and she just won't change course. So that's really what it was.
But you're not dead.
But I'm alive.
As a result of her being a psycho.
Yes.
All right, so let's explain.
So walking out of my building to walk my dog when it was snowy yesterday, we usually go to the left. She refused to go to the left. Like, sat down, wouldn't go that direction. So I'm like, oh, whatever. This is not the nicer walk, but we'll go to the right. As we're walking, a delivery guy walks up, goes in my building, standing there while she's going to the bathroom. I hear a car skidding. So I look to my left and this SUV jumps the curb, runs through the bus stop and lands pretty close to my building. And had we gone left, I would have been standing right about there.
Dang.
Is that one of her pee spots or something, like in that vicinity?
Yeah, there's a grass patch. The only grass patch to the left is right there,
but she didn't
next
go
to
there.
The bus stop.
Every time she goes that way.
She just didn't want to go that direction.
What the hell is that,
Isn't
guys?
Isn't that crazy?
That
and then
new.
So then the delivery guy heard everything and looked out, and he saw the struggle with my dog, and he was like, oh my gosh, your dog saved your life.
Right.
And I was so distraught.
Oh my God,
I was
the
like,
hair is like standing up.
I didn't
house.
Even realize until he said it, and I was like, you're right.
Yeah.
I would have been right there. And then I was like trying to check the girl and Bella's freaked out because of the noise and everything. There's a bus stop in the middle of the sidewalk. Like
they took the bus stop all the way out.
It looks like it got picked up and placed on the sidewalk.
Oh, it's the all-in-one, the big with the awning and the whole...
With the poles.
Yeah.
And her car like wasn't that messed up. She seemed to be okay. It was crazy. I've never seen anything like today. I'm watching people walk around it like, what the heck happened? I'm like, I saw the whole thing.
You were supposed to die.
I know.
It's like Final Destination. Now everything that happens from this point forward is the universe going to try to kill you. You got to bring Bella with you everywhere you go.
That's true.
We got to bring Hero Dog. We got to make a little sweater that has a B on it.
Yeah.
Like BD, Bella Dog.
Da-da-da-da. That's kind of cute.
Come on.
That's
cool.
Did
Isn't
you give her
crazy?
Treats? Did you give her love? Did you go crazy?
Yes, I did. It took me a while to like digest what happened. I was kind of in shock, I think. And then once we went inside, I was like, you saved me. I love you even more now.
Did you cry?
No.
Liar.
I did. I called my mom and I was like, listen to this.
You ain't believe this. All right, so if you've got a hero pet, anytime we bring this up, we put the challenge out to you. Mm-hmm. I feel like 98% of the calls are going to be dog related.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then, though, when there's a fire and that cat jumps on the owner's chest.
But why?
Because it needs to get out.
Correct. The cat is not trying
selfish
to save you.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, I tried the door. I can't reach it.
It's trying to save itself and yes us who are getting saved in the process.
So fair. If you've got any sort of hero pet, we want to talk to you. We have some other stories here and they're all about, what are they? Are they about dogs?
Yeah.
You look like they're all about dogs.
Many,
doggies.
Not a lot of, yeah.
I think one of my favorites is the golden, or it was a golden retriever who grabbed a snake.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Brutus. Well, I mean,
true hero. What?
Is a 7-year-old golden retriever saved a young child from a coral snake?
How does it know that that could have been a pet? Could have been that boy's pet. And here he comes.
How did Bella know that SUV? They could just tell. He's like, he had been secretly taking snake identification classes when everybody was asleep. And he's like, coral snake, that's a bad one. Is a coral snake bad?
It is bad. One of the most venomous on the planet.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of it.
The coral, yeah. I bet you it's bright neon colors, too.
I thought
anything neon colored in nature is poisonous, usually, and bad for you.
I love, here we go again. Yeah. Steve just giving out information.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're right. That one bright frog will kill you.
It will. It's got the skin. It's poison.
Yeah, you even touch it, you'll die. Anyway, Brutus grabbed the snake and ran away from the young child. The coral snake bit Brutus.
Yeah.
He did survive.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
But they said the snake bite would have been fatal to the child. Brutus was just a little bigger. I don't know. Somehow dogs don't die from snake bites the way humans do.
Right, or something.
That's probably misinformation that we're giving out. But, yeah, but for some reason, yeah, I feel like either their metabolism was fat. I don't. Doesn't matter. But the kid is alive because of the dog.
Yeah.
Brutus.
Then there's a schnauzer that saves kittens.
Like a lot. Like all the time.
Why would
tons
it do
of
that?
Kittens.
That is weird.
It's like slid down a pipe to see it hurt. Like it hears kittens and like it saved like 5 kittens that day.
Did.
And then one day it like went through glass to save another cat.
Uh-huh.
They estimate it saved 900 cats over the course of its life.
That dog was on a mission.
It was.
But why?
Right?
I don't like.
Right?
Why wouldn't you just save other dogs? Who wants to save a cat?
Well,
would anybody in this room go? I mean, I don't hate cats, but I'm just like, I'm not gonna go out of my way.
Like in a burning house, you won't rush in.
If I hear bark, I'm going down for this.
I know.
But if you hear barking, first off, you can't even barely hear the cat. But if somebody.
Yeah.
If you're...
Well, you're not listening for it. You're purposely
right
tuning it out.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
don't hear barking.
Right.
Everything's all right in there.
You won't... You got a free hand.
It has
hand
to make enough noise.
You won't grab a couple of cats on the way. You got a free
if
hand.
If I can see the cat in the window...
You'll grab the fish before the cat.
I might grab... Cat's ambulatory. It can get out.
This is true.
And the fish are just swimming there. They're going to boil.
Oh, okay.
Which pet are you going to save? I kick the door in to let the dogs and the cats run free if they're not smart enough.
Smart, nice.
This isn't about hero slacker. How do you turn this into? All right. If you have a hero pet, we got to talk about this last one before. An elderly couple went out up there, had this huge property or something.
Yeah.
And then a snowstorm came in.
Yeah.
Freak snowstorm.
Yeah.
Right. But it's... How fast is a snowstorm, even at top speed, like 15 miles an hour?
You can tell it's probably out its way.
How old are these people? They're like Amber. It was their day. But like, they go out, they get trapped in a snowstorm 200 feet away from their house.
Yeah. Yeah.
200 feet.
So their dog came and dragged each adult the 200 feet.
And then stayed with them to keep them warm still.
And what was the first thing? It's 200. Even
200
if you're
feet.
90, you can make it 200.
Well, you don't know the snow and how deep it was or how heavy it was.
Amber, have you ever seen a snowstorm just come in and go, whoosh, 10 feet?
It says a freak snowstorm suddenly trapped them. That's kind of what I was picturing.
And just, the dog's just like, ah, crap. They know how to get the food. I'll drag them.
So they drug each one the 200.
Yes.
Stop diminishing the hero is
here. You're right.
Heroic.
Very heroic.
Yeah, thank you.
Dragging two elderly people.
Lazy
200 feet.
Elderly.
All right. So if you have a hero pet you want to talk about, Taylor.
Yay.
Hero pets. What's yours?
So this isn't actually a story about my pet. My really good friend and I were house sitting for someone that she knew, like a neighbor's friend or whatever. And they had two dogs that we were watching together. Now, this house was up in a foresty area in Colorado. One of their dogs was so big, he's like the size of a bear. He's a Shepherd Newfoundland mix. His name is Trouser, and he was barking all night. Like, I slept through anything. It's crazy. But my friend didn't, so she was so upset because this dog was barking all night. And halfway through the morning, we go out on the deck because we hear these people's chickens. They're, like, cawing. They had chickens as well. The dog is still barking in the garage, and my friend sees this big black figure, and I saw it, but I just thought in my head, I was like, oh, it's the dog, it's Trouser, you know, he's huge. And my friend goes, stop, that's a bear. So it turns out this dog had been barking all night long and all morning without us realizing at a bear. He's typically, like, he's a hunting dog.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't ignore the barking
dog.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys just
shut up.
Rub some ground beef on me. Go outside and see what's what.
Yeah.
What?
It was crazy. We felt so bad. We gave him all these hugs, and we called him our hero. We called the police, and he barked the entire time, and he hadn't scared the bear off. So. Well,
he was trying.
Yeah.
He's a big enough dog that he probably could have scared the bear off, but...
Yeah, well, he's a huge dog, so we went out with pots and pans and him barking, and the bear went away, but he killed quite a few chickens, so... The dog
he was just out there
face.
Picking off chickens
Dang.
All night.
The pots and the tea falls right. that scared him off.
Just let him have the chickens, man.
I know, right?
I'm not going out there with my cutlery and whatnot. Thank you for the call, Taylor. We appreciate it. Clarice.
Yes.
Why the lamb screaming? I'm sorry.
Clarice,
I know. But it's just
she's never gotten that before.
But I mean, have we ever talked to a Clarice ever? And it was like it's just what pops in your head.
Okay.
It's not my fault. All right, hero pets.
Well, I was just thinking about when I was little. My uncle had he had two dogs: a female dog named Cujo and a male dog named Capitan. Well, Cujo, she had some pups, and they lived, like, in a barn. And Capitan, well, he was chained up. My uncle had him chained. And a badger got in and started attacking the babies and her, you know. And he got out of the chain, and it was, you know, it was a chain. And he ended up, you know, trying to protect as much as he could. He got hurt, but he survived. But fortunately, the babies and Cujo, well... They didn't make it.
Oh, man.
But he fought till the bitter
end. Got off the chain was hard enough, but to go try and save.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a sad outcome, but, you know, I mean, he tried.
Wow.
You know?
What do badgers even look like?
Oh, they're like little.
They're like a wolf, kind of a little wolverine.
Yeah, they're like raccoon.
Yeah.
Raccoonish.
And they can
lock
their jaws.
Oh, so they're just deadly as. Oh, thank you for the call, Clarice.
Dang.
Jamie.
Hi, yay.
Yay.
Who's your hero pet?
Hey, we have a little Chihuahua Shih Tzu mix.
Ooh, you're
Rocky.
Not allowed to say that on the air.
Oops.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we also have a daughter with Down syndrome who was 3 at the time, and she was potty training. So, of course, I'm downstairs ironing, getting stuff done, and she was walking through the house naked because we're potty training. And she had her high heel shoes on. And we also had my grandma with Alzheimer's that lived with us that we took care of.
Wow.
And so grandma decided to go out and get the newspaper in the morning and let Kylie out. And she left her high heel shoes at the front door. And her and the dog left. Well, we gave Rocky a bath the night before, so he didn't even have his tag on his neck.
Ooh.
So I'm like, oh my, you know, all of a sudden I can't find Kylie and I'm freaking out. So I go to the neighbor's houses, can't find her. I stop the trash truck. I'm like, please don't go anywhere because I don't know what my daughter's going to do. If she's going to like this truck or be scared. I don't know. So he stopped. And as I'm like crying and about to call the police, it so happened that she was a few houses down, had gotten into the backyard, and this little woman's walking her back, and they didn't know where we lived, but followed our dog back to the house.
He was leading the charge to bring her home.
Yes, he totally brought her home. And so I'm crying and I go over there and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And this lady's like, yeah, I was doing dishes and I looked out my back window and this little bear bum is staring at me as my daughter was like playing in her little pond she had.
Oh my God.
And she said that the dog just sat right next to her and then followed him home. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I said, she's Down syndrome and my grandma's Alzheimer's. And my grandma's standing outside just waving as happy as could be. Like, oh, hi. Everything's
that is.
Great. No, I let her out.
What happened to the garbage guys? They're still sitting there. Like, they can't
can
get
we work yet? Thank you for your story, Jamie.
Wow.
I'm sorry. You just don't think of the Yip Yip dogs as a hero.
You don't.
It's always like the Great Danes or the St. Bernards or whatever.
But these, wow.
Even the little ones can be a hero pet. Maddie.
Yay.
Yay.
Hero pets.
So I do not have a seizure disorder. I had a reaction to medication, but it did cause a seizure. My dog, who was upstairs with me at the time, noticed something was really off with me, ran downstairs, demanded my husband come upstairs, who thankfully was able to call 911. But my husband was playing video games. He had his headset on, would have no idea if the dog didn't go downstairs and demand he come up and see me.
Dang.
He came with started jumping on him, barking, just going crazy.
Yeah, was pulling on his leg is what my husband says. He was like, you have to come upstairs now. Mom's on the floor.
It's like the dog knew barking from upstairs was because he knows his owner's got the head.
That's crazy, right?
Right.
How?
Yeah, and Echo stayed with me and laid on me until we were able to get people there who took me to the hospital. But yeah, my dog knew that this was not normal.
That's insane.
That is insane.
That gives me chills thinking about the dog going, I got this. I'm going to go down there. I'll get him. Worthless.
Yeah,
playing video games.
Totally saved me.
Wow.
That's a hero pet.
That totally is. Thank you for the call, Maddie. Silver.
Yay.
Yay.
Hero pet.
Our Chow Chow alerted us of a rattlesnake when my brothers and I were walking to the bus stop in our long driveway when we lived in a small town in the country in Texas.
It could sense that there was a snake there even though you guys didn't see it.
Well, he was leading the way and he started barking like crazy. And then we kind of got close slowly and we ran back and told Dad and he came with the shotgun and took care of it.
Wow. So
you know what's weird is like dogs can, I've said this before, like my dog Mojo, when he was alive, started barking like crazy inside my house about a snake in my driveway. And I'm like, he couldn't see it. He could sense that it was, because there's no other reason. He never barked. You know that.
Yeah.
And he was going crazy. And I'm like, what's going on? So I open the door and I walk out there and there's a huge, he was pretending to be a rattlesnake. It was a bull snake, but
still,
how did he know it was out there?
Exactly. And he warned you.
Yes.
And you're right. He hardly ever barked. So when Mojo barked, you knew.
It was like, something's up.
Something's happening.
He did the same thing when there was raccoons tearing our garage apart. And I was like, he could just sense that they were.
Mojo was a hero.
He was a hero. Thank you for the call, Silver. Like, I'm seriously, mine was a bull snake. Wouldn't hurt me, but a rattlesnake.
Yeah, and they were two young kids. Yeah.
Definitely died. Allie?
Yay.
Yay.
Hero pet.
So I had adopted a German Shepherd from an animal shelter. And one day, it was probably about a week after we got her, I was in the kitchen. I hadn't been feeling well all day. And she was in her crate, kind of locked up for the night. And I passed out. I blacked out in the middle of our kitchen. And she broke out of her crate and jumped on top of me. My wife thought that she was attacking me and kept pulling her off of me. And she eventually nipped at her and made her stop. She got on top of me and held me down on my back and tipped my face to the side.
The dog did that?
Did the finger sweep of my...
What? I
know. Chest compression.
And I ended up having a seizure, and she saved my life, and I didn't choke on my tongue. I didn't choke on anything. And now she actually is a registered service dog for a seizure alert.
She put a stick in your mouth.
She's like, the dog knew to move.
That's
truly incredible.
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.